like to have been. Hello, friend, and welcome again to these few moments of Bible study together as we look into the truths of the eternal God. This is Bob Griggs and the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that we have this privilege of sharing God's Word together as we're thinking about the new birth blessings that we have and the joy of knowing the true and the living God. We've been discussing about this Trinity, this wonderful truth about God the Eternal Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Eternal God who is one, and yet He's revealed even by His name, Elohim, which is a uniplural noun that indicates more than one. And yet our God is one, revealed as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we've been studying for some time now in the Gospel of John, and chapters 14 through 17 concerning the Trinity, and how we see the Trinity mentioned over and again in this passage of Scripture. And the Lord Jesus speaks so much about the Father. And as He said in John 14, He that hath seen Me hath seen the Father, because Jesus is the physical manifestation of the Father, as we're told in the book of Colossians. And Jesus is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, who's also spoken of as the Spirit of Christ in the book of Romans, chapter 9 and verse 12, or chapter 8, it is, and verse 9. Chapter 8 and verse 9, He's spoken of as the Spirit of Christ. And so we see the Holy Spirit is spoken of here in John also. And His ministry, His work, is given to us in John 16, verse 7 through 11. And thus we see the unfolding of the truth of the triune God, which the Old Testament saints did not know, they did not understand. Remember, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. The entire Word of God is vital and important to our knowing and understanding more about Almighty God. And remember, God's Word is progressive. That is, the more you read the Word of God and study the Word of God, the more the Holy Spirit illuminates and opens up our understanding. And the book of Genesis is a foundation upon which the truths of all the rest of the Word of God are based. And the Revelation is a wonderful prophecy concerning, much of it concerns the future and what is yet in store for this world. And, beloved, there's so much wonderful truth contained in the entire scope of God's Word. And so what a privilege it is to look into the Word of God and to let the Holy Spirit of God instruct us and teach us. Now, we're about to finish up our study concerning the Trinity, the triune Godhead. And we're about to finish this passage that we've been going through in John chapter 17, and we finished up last time with verse 25, O righteous Father, thinking about how glad we are that Almighty God is righteous, that He's not like Satan, who is a master deceiver and deceiveth the whole world, according to Revelation 12 and verse 9. That He's a master deceiver, that He first appeared in the form of a beautiful creature in the Garden of Eden, and how that he often takes that which is attractive and beautiful to cover up the wickedness and the evil and the sin that he's promoting, and that he himself would appear as an angel of light if he were to appear in the presence of each of us. He would put on that disguise and would appear as an angel of light. And that's why, beloved, you and I have to be careful with what we see and what we hear, that it's in agreement with the Word of God, because the Word of God is the standard that we go by. And there are many false prophets and false teachers in the world today, and they're increasing more and more. And that's why you have to know the Word of God, so you will recognize these false teachers, these false preachers, these false prophets that proclaim and state that they know the truth of God's Word, when in reality they're speaking contrary to the truth of God's Word, or they're mixing truth with a lie, and which is the most deceptive kind of a lie. And so, beloved, you and I need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, rightly understanding the various different doctrines of God's Word, and knowing the truth of God's Word. And so, O righteous Father, the Lord Jesus speaking to his heavenly Father and pointing out that our Father is righteous, our Father is holy, our Father is pure, our Father is true. He's not a deceiver, he's not a manipulator like Satan is, but he's truthful and he's honest and he's pure and he's holy and he is without sin. Yes, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee. And it doesn't know the Father. The world does not know God the Father. They do not know who he is. That's why there's many false gods in the world. That's why there's many that Satan has devised to lead people astray and to keep them from the knowledge of the truth. I remember when we were serving in the Hawaiian Islands, there were many false religions, and there were idols that people would worship, and there was one idol that they would take out once a year and would carry it around the community, and it was the only way that idol had of getting out of the place where they kept it. Because it was wood and stone. It had eyes, but it could not see. It had ears, but it could not hear. It had a mouth, but it could not speak. It had a nose, but it could not smell. It could not speak because it was an idol that man himself had designed and created and put together. And only was there any power connected with it by the demonic powers of Satan that were behind that idol and were using that idol to deceive and blind the hearts and minds of men, women, boys, and girls. This is why God judged Israel and judged Judah in the Old Testament, was because of the false gods, the idols that they set up, the places of worship that they set up that were contrary to the Word of God, their children that they offered on the altar of Baal, the god of fire that they worshipped, and the Molech, other gods that they would offer their children to and burn their children in the fire. Today, beloved, how many people are offering their children on the altar of convenience and are aborting and putting their children to death? And, beloved, that's nothing but murder. But it's a deception of Satan to lead people to do that which is contrary to the truth. Oh, there's so much sin and so much wickedness in this old world today. How we need to know the Father. And the only way you can know the righteous Father is through a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. As Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. No man can come to God the Father in heaven except through a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, understanding that He is truth personified. He is the way, the only one who opens up the door to heaven, and He is life eternal. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And, beloved, I would ask you as you listen, do you have eternal life? Have you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus? Have you accepted Him as your Savior? Have you invited Him to come into your life to forgive you for your sin, to give you the peace and the joy and the cleansing power of His precious blood? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. As we're told in 1 John, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Yes, beloved, only through putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, believing that Christ died for our sin, that He was buried, that He rose again. That's the good news of the gospel. And if you will accept that fact, if you will believe it, if you will receive it, and if you will put your eternal destiny upon it, beloved, you shall be saved, the Word of God tells us. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10:13 tells us. Putting your faith and trust in Christ, asking Him to come into your life. And so, beloved, right now, if you've never received this wonderful gift of eternal life, you can receive this gift of God. For right now, if you've never accepted Jesus, you're spiritually separated from God, dead in trespasses and in sin. But if you will cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, You died for my sin, that You were buried, that You rose from the grave. I invite You to come into my life right now and to cleanse me and to make me pure and clean and to cover my sin with Your blood and to give to me Your gift of eternal life. I here and now accept You as my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. If you will pray a prayer like that, beloved, inviting the Lord Jesus to come into your life, being willing to turn from your sin and from the wickedness of the past to follow Jesus, to let Him be the Lord of your life, He'll change your life. He'll make a new person of you. Till next time.